Here is a selection of some of Black Press Media's own journalists' best photos of 2024. La Taco Den I and Quesnel Telecom Society's first annual powwow. People came from other provinces and the United States to attend the powwow, bringing different First Nations cultures to one place. Austin Kelly, Quesnel Observer. Opening Pandora's Box. A day in the epicenter of Victoria's homelessness crisis. 3:42 p.m. Franco-Canadian Lou Bale, who is classically trained at the College Aretha Franklin in the small town of Marcillac, southern France, takes out his saxophone and plays a soulful improvisation on the 900 block of Pandora Avenue, on September 23. Olivier Lourin, Victoria News. In protest, demonstrators gathered outside Surrey Provincial Court in Surrey on Tuesday, October 1, 2024. Anna Burns, Surrey Now leader. Nice ice. Micah Wallen was out with his family enjoying incredible ice conditions on Sunday, January 14, 2024, thanks to cold temperatures and no snow. Williams Lake has frozen over completely only recently, after temperatures plummeted. However, the area around Scout Island and towards Signal Point had been frozen for over a week, making for great skating. Ruth Lloyd, Williams Lake Tribune. Flying like an eagle. Kitsilano Secondary beat Claremont Secondary in a 53-43 match in the famous Flex Senior Boys Air Show at Pitt Meadows Secondary. Brandon Tucker, The News. Jonas Brothers take the stage at the 111th Grey Cup. Jonas Brothers at BC Place Stadium for the Twisted Tea halftime performance for the 11th Grey Cup. Arnold Lim, Black Press Media. Olympic gold medalist gets hero's welcome. Ethan Katzberg is swarmed by young fans as he carries the Canadian national flag around the Rotary Bowl. Chris Bush. At a Sonia Ahlers art show in Victoria, the room becomes a living collage. Sonia Ahlers at her exhibit Make Art Like Me at the Deluge Contemporary Art Gallery. Samantha Dirksen, Black Press Media. A Wild Life. The story behind a Chilliwack inventor. Maxim de Young has a climbing wall built into his Chilliwack River Valley home. Jenna Hawk, Chilliwack Progress. RuPaul's All-Stars winner Jimbo Craft's Dream Show in Victoria. In a small upstairs studio in downtown Victoria, famed Canadian drag queen Jimbo prepares for her world tour. Christine Van Riewick, News Staff. Keeping the King Alive as Penticton Elvis Fest crowns winner. The energy and talent of Elvis tribute artist Moses Snow earned him a ticket to the Ultimate Elvis competition in Memphis as well as the People's Choice Award at the Penticton Elvis Festival. Brennan Phillips, Western News. Port Alberni's Samas Mill burns. Fire crews respond to a fire on the former Samas Mill property. Elena Rardin, Alberni Valley News. Light Up the Lake 2024. During the parade, Kelly Landry rode her steer Magnum while dressed as the Grinch. Sarah Baker, Sylvan Lake News. Victoria Indigenous artist aims to inspire hope on Pandora Avenue. Victoria-based artist Alex Taylor McCallum painted a mural to inspire hope on Pandora Avenue. Bailey Seymour, The News. Hope sinks for Greater Victoria derelict boat owner. Van Isle Marina's Chris Rees and his dog Archie take a look at the Aluzi. Mark Page, News Staff. Cowichan's record-setting giant hockey stick taken down after 36-year run. Removal crews dismantled the big stick in Duncan on August 21. The world's largest hockey stick and puck was dismantled due to rot and the cost of upkeep and has been sold to be made into collectibles. Sarah Simpson, Citizen. A headbangin' good time at Kelowna's Rock the Lake. Hundreds of people came out to enjoy a weekend of live music at Rock the Lake in Kelowna, July 12-14, 2024. Brittany Webster. Langford students have their say at the ballot box in mock BC election. Spencer Middle School students went to the polls on October 17 and 18. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream News Gazette. Revelstoke Grizzlies celebrate overtime win in inaugural Mowat Cup. Pure elation as the Grizzlies beat the Ridge Meadows Flames in overtime to hoist the Mowat Cup. Paul Rogers, Kimberly Bulletin, BC. Conservative Claire Ratté excited about going to Victoria, BC. Conservative candidate Claire Ratté hugs her niece while celebrating her win in the BC general elections as the Skeena Riding's new MLA. Harvin Bothell. Waves wash over Dallas Road. Waves wash over Dallas Road and storm watchers in Victoria on January 9. Wind and waves prompted the Greater Victoria Harbour Authority to close both upper and lower paths of the breakwater. Jake Romfiff, news staff. Ready for a fall? Hunter Sipola falls off a bull during day two of competition at Bulls, Bronx and Barrels at the Coombs Rodeo Grounds on August 18. Kevin Forsyth photo. A congratulatory hug. Conservative Party of BC leader John Rusted hugs a supporter following his speech at the party's election night headquarters in Vancouver on Saturday, October 19, 2024. Lauren Collins, Black Press Media. A feral cat's litter gathers together in Cow Bay, Prince Rupert. Radha Agarwal, Local Journalism Initiative. A witchy paddle. The third annual Witches Paddle took place at the Oyama end of Wood Lake on Saturday, October 12. Jordy Cunningham, Black Press Media. Stoke and spokes high at New Bike Park. Braden Barrett haywows crowds with a no-hands back flip off a jump in the new park. Jennifer Smith, Morning Star. Sweet success. True celebrates grads in Williams Lake. Monica Lam-Yorsky, Williams Lake Tribune. Great Nanaimo Bathtub Race. The Great International World Championship Bathtub Race on Sunday, July 28. Greg Sakari, News Bulletin. In memoriam. Flowers were laid out near the scene of a fatal stabbing in White Rock Wednesday morning, April 24, after a man died Tuesday night on the city's waterfront. It was the second stabbing in 2 days in the city. Tricia Wheel, Peace Arch News. BC. Apple growers demand seat at table as Premier announces farm support. Premier David Eby listens to concerns from apple growers in Penticton following an announcement for funding support in the wake of BC Tree Fruit's sudden closure. Brennan Phillips, Penticton Western News. BCWS works to reduce wildfire risk in city of Williams Lake. BC Wildfire Service firefighter uses a drip torch to light dried grass being removed from Hillside Park in Williams Lake on March 19, 2024 as part of some prescribed burns to reduce fire risk in the community. Ruth Lloyd, Black Press Files. Mrs. Claus visits town. Mrs. Claus made a special visit to Alder Grove for the tree lighting festivities on Sunday, November 24. Kyler Emerson, Alder Grove Star. Football heroes. Okanagan Mission Huskies defender Ryan Ribelliotti steps in front of Seton, Kalamalka secondary Sonics wide receiver Jackson Wright for the first of his two opening half interceptions in Okanagan A Junior Varsity Football League action Thursday, September 19, at Greater Vernon Athletic Park. Roger Knox, Morning Star. After the storm, localized flooding along on Marine Drive in White Rock after a heavy rain and hail storm Saturday, June 15, 2024. Anna Burns, Surrey Now Leader. Anna Burns, Black Press Media. Firefighters in training. Kit Julian is a firefighter for a day. Carl Yu, News Bulletin. Dreadnought at Kimberley Alpine Resort hosts FIS World Criterium Masters. First time prestigious event has been held in Canada. Paul Rogers, Kimberley Bulletin. Royal Rumble. A Royals Rumble. Kevin Forsyth, Parksville Qualicum Beach News. Fastball returns to Port Alberni. A runner with the Big Guy Lake Reds tries to slide into home plate during the final game on Sunday, July 28. Elena Rardin, Alberni Valley News. A close shave. Tour de Rock in Duncan. Sarah Simpson, Cowichan Valley citizen. Elephant Seal can stay in Oak Bay if he doesn't go rogue, DFO. Emerson, a juvenile elephant seal, rests on the beach in Oak Bay after a weekend jaunt across nearby Beach Drive. Fisheries and Oceans Canada hopes he can safely remain there, despite the busy atmosphere, until he finishes molting. Christine Van Riewick, news staff. Celebrating summer. Aldergrove had its second annual water fight at Philip Jackman Park on Thursday, July 11. Kyler Emerson, Aldergrove star. O Canada. The Sheepdogs perform at Surrey's Canada Day Festival in Cloverdale July 1. Tom Zilich, Surrey now leader. Retiring Vernon teacher relishes one last Lunar New Year Dragon Parade. Retiring Bairstow Elementary School teacher Anita Baturin held her last Dragon Parade at the school to celebrate the Lunar New Year Friday, February 9, 2024. Brendan Shikora, Morning Star. Photoship, soars through Chilliwack days before Abbotsford Airshow. Photographers shoot images and video of pilot Kate Tan as she flies a Nanchang, a Chinese basic trainer aircraft, with instructor Clive Barrett over Washington State on August 7, 2024, days before the Abbotsford Airshow. Jenna Hawk, Chilliwack Progress. Jenna Hawk, Chilliwack Progress. Winner Winner, Blueberry Dinner. People of all ages competed in the blueberry pie eating contest at Country Fest. Brandon Tucker, the news. Goal line tap in. Vernon Watkin Motors Mustangs forward Jackson Marchishik, right, beats Okotoks Oilers goalie Easton Crom to the puck to tap in the opening goal of the 51st Coca-Cola Classic Pee Wee Hockey Tournament Thursday, February 8, at Cal Tire Place North. The host Mustangs whipped the Oilers 11-0. Roger Knox, Morning Star. Kelowna RCMP investigating auto shop fire as arson. Kent Road in Kelowna was closed to traffic last Sunday morning, May 26, due to a fire at an auto body shop. Brittany Webster, Black Press Media. Coast Salish games come to a close, Snoony Moke days start. Memphis George, left to right, Gabriel Wise, Leland Seymour and Philip Bartleman have a tight race in the boys under 5 canoe races as part of the Coast Salish games and Snoony Moke days. Jessica R. Derling, News Bulletin. Snow Day. Cynthia Tang gives her son Kai Lang, 4, and his friend Maya Coleman, 6, a push on their Tupperware bin lid sled to get them started down the hill at Bowen Park on January 17. Chris Bush, Nanaimo Bulletin. Bubbly personality. Man creates a massive bubble. Michael Briones, Parksville Qualicum Beach News. Quesnel Volunteer Fire Department responds to blaze. A firefighter gets a hose into position to tackle the blaze. Austin Kelly, Quesnel Observer. Esquimalt salutes Canada's veterans. Members of the Royal Canadian Navy, cadets, Royal and Canadian Legion salute at the Remembrance Day ceremony at the Esquimalt Memorial Park in Esquimalt. Arnold Lim, Black Press Media. Arnold Lim.